Studio on kind of a cloudy, windy day, but we are thawing. That's a good thing, but we'd sure like to have more sunshine. Get one day out of the week of sunshine, Mark. That's your fault. That's not mine.
I'm not going to take responsibility for this.
Anyway, we're going to sunny Illinois. Russ Higgins from University of Illinois at DeKalb, agronomist out there. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning, Chuck. And we do have sunshine out here.
Well, I think you guys have been doing pretty good. Did you get all that moisture that they got down in Waseca or any of that?
So it was a very narrow band, a pretty intense band, but most of the snow actually that came through here last weekend, we had areas less than 15 miles away that had almost 8 inches of snow, but we got none of that. So, and that's fine. We're okay as far as moisture.
So what are we talking about temperatures? Are you frost up pretty much out of the ground?
The frost is out of the ground. We're in the 50s today. We have soil temperatures that are back up to the low to the mid-40s, so we're heading in the right direction. Yeah. Actually, Chuck, we look out, and things are starting to green up a little bit for us.
You shouldn't be telling us that. We're going to feel pretty bad on this. So are they going to be sneaking out early then? We're going to be late, I'm pretty sure, getting out. Are you guys going to be sneaking out a little early?
I think we're right. I think we're right on schedule. We've heard some reports of just a little bit of corn, those who experiment that late March. Very few acres are in the ground, but really we get going here in Illinois after the 1st of April. Now, southern Illinois is very wet, and they're actually expecting another 2 to 3 inches over the next 4 days. And they're already suggesting they might be behind simply because for about the third year in a row, they're getting all this moisture in spring. But as far as those of us in central and northern Illinois, we're looking pretty good. We're probably about 14 days away from really going at it, but the conditions look favorable.
You know, it seems so hard. You know, you look like you're going to get in early or going to get in late, but then in the summer it looks like we're dry, we're going to be short, and all of a sudden here comes a crop. This corn plant can really, in later summer, can really make this turn things around, can it?
Well, we sure learned that last year, Chuck, and you made me look just a little bit silly when I voiced all my concerns about the Illinois corn crop, and lo and behold, at the end of the year, it started looking really pretty good, and we came in with a record crop.
Well, I think it made everybody look silly, no matter where you were on that. As far as the corn going in, what about some of the beans? You're pretty much going to hold normal?
I've had the chance to go across the state during our winter programs, and there seems to be a greater desire to do that in southern and perhaps even central Illinois. But here in the north, we love our corn, and I really have seen very little desire to switch corn acres for soybean. We're just pretty confident we can pull in those higher yields with corn than we can with soybean, and I think they want to stick with the rotation as well.
Don't you think that a lot of these guys just like raising corn better?
They
than
do.
Beans?
They do. They can roll through those cornfields. You have a little bit of, for those of us who harvest a little bit later in the year compared to our neighboring farmers in southern Illinois, we don't lose quite as much sleep if the corn is still in the field at the end of October into November. We get kind of nervous, certainly, if that's the case with soybean. And you know, when you get fields that are averaging 240 plus across the whole field, boy, that's hard to turn that down.
Well, you know, we talk about some of the, I know you were going doing programs around the state this year, and of course the dicamba-tolerant beans were on the front burner of every meeting you had. What are you seeing out there this year? Are they thinking of, are they backing off a little on that, or you think it's still going to be a pretty good number of acres?
I think the acres are going to grow just a little bit. I'm pretty confident that there's going to be a fair amount of dicamba soybean that was purchased that won't necessarily have the dicamba product sprayed on it, you know, for two reasons. I think they're well aware now of the restrictions that have been put on that, and certainly one of the things we've tried to push this year, Chuck, is if the conditions aren't right, you really have to have a backup plan. And I think there's a fair amount of acreage going out where folks might be planting dicamba-tolerant soybean just so their neighbors don't spray them. So I don't know if that's necessarily the greatest thing, but I've heard that comment made certainly more than twice.
Have you seen any lag on yield lag on the dicamba-tolerant beans? We've heard of some. I haven't seen any in plot data, but have you heard of anything or seen anything?
We have to be kind of cautious, you know, sharing plot data from just one year. But yeah, our northern Illinois plot data, it wasn't much. It was only 3.6 bushel, but it was significant. So in our variety trials, there was just a little bit of a lag in the dicamba tolerant compared to the Roundup Ready 2 soybeans. But we'll see if that actually persists in another year. It certainly seems like a lot of the genetics, some of the premier genetics, are getting this trait. So whether you want to go that direction or not, if you want the newest genetics, you might end up going that way.
Does Illinois have any stipulations on date of spraying, temperature, wind?
So unlike our neighbors to the south and to the north, we do not. We, as far as a cutoff date for application, Illinois chose not to do that. We have put our wind restriction, we've cut that back from 15 miles an hour to between 3 and 10. And that's going to be one of the real challenges that we have in our state is weather going to cooperate? Are we going to have the window to really apply this product? And our wheat specialist at the University of Illinois, Dr. Aaron Hager, has flat out said that in his mind, success with dicamba in 2018 is using it with another soil applied as a pre-plant or no later than 14 days after planting as an early post-emergence. And he is not promoting the use of this product as a later season post just because of the issues that can arise.
Well, I think that's what we found out is that we got a little late from when we used to use dicamba. We always used to say middle of June was about as far as you want to go. But they got a lot of states have wind on it. And, boy, trying to find something under 8 miles an hour or so, it's pretty tough in days around us.
Boy, that's been the case here as well. It just, you know, you're going to be hard-pressed to get that window. And Chuck, as you probably experience in South Dakota, we can have that wind pick up in a matter of hours. So It can be dramatically different from when you start spraying a field to the time you finish.
You better have a wind gauge out there when you're going, right?
Absolutely.
Well, Russ, I sure appreciate you joining us. And you're going to have to get some of that warm weather down here. We got to get some frost out of this ground. We've got it down enough to make it muddy in the feedlots and sloppy in the feeding. So
I will see what I can do. I'll try to send some of this warmth your way.
So what, you think you'll be out in the field in a couple weeks?
We've had just a little bit of field activity about 4 days ago before the most recent rain. Now when conditions finally get dry enough, I expect folks to start going with our early field work. Yeah, this was our last barrier. When it gets to April, Chuck, they'll start going here.
All right. Well, Russ, thank you very much for joining me. We'll talk to you maybe in a month or so and see how things are going.
That sounds great. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Russ.